WSA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Virginia State Senator Louise Lucas torched Republicans in her state over the mass shooting at a Walmart in her district, saying that until they're ready to do something about gun violence, I don't want to hear any more about thoughts and prayers.
But I can tell you, one of the things that I'm so upset about is the fact that we have all of these legislators who continue to come forward to offer their prayers, their thoughts and their prayers, but that's not enough. Until we as a legislature, not just here in Virginia, but all across this nation, get serious about gun control prevention, we're going to continue to have these same kind of mass shootings.
Vladimir Putin is reportedly fighting for his life amid fears he'll be killed by Kremlin officials if Russia loses the ongoing war against Ukraine. And a shocking development to come just days after Russian troops were forced to surrender the previously occupied Ukrainian city of Kherson, pressure is mounting for the 70-year-old struggling Russian leader to solidify a win in Ukraine or else risk losing the war altogether. Putin would not only be ousted as Russia's leader should Russia fail to take Ukraine, but the leader may also lose his life as a result of the monumental defeat. Well, it looks like some conversation boundaries may have to be set at the Thanksgiving table.
Tensions are high when it comes to politics, and many Americans don't want that kind of talk at the Thanksgiving table. According to a Quinnipiac poll, nearly two-thirds of respondents say they're hoping to avoid politics this coming holiday. The same poll showed that 6 in 10 Americans believe former President Donald Trump announcing a third run for the presidency is a bad idea, while more than 60% of Republicans said they're still behind him. Even though we haven't gotten through this Thanksgiving yet, people may still feel the same next Thanksgiving, since half of Americans believe political divisions will only worsen over the next year. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Arizona Cardinals offensive line coach and running game coordinator Sean Kugler was fired after he allegedly groped a woman on Sunday night while the team was in Mexico City for a game against the San Francisco 49ers. Mexican authorities informed the Cardinals of the incident, and Kugler was terminated by the team. He was not present for Arizona's 38-10 loss to San Francisco at Estadio Azteca. We relieved him of his duties, and he was sent home Monday morning prior to the game, coach Cliff Kingsbury told the Arizona Republic's Bob McManum. For anyone paying attention, the New York Jets were just awful last Sunday. Jets head coach Robert Saleh announced on Wednesday that he is benching quarterback Zach Wilson in favor of Mike White against the Bears on Sunday. Speaking to the media, White said,
"I'm friends with Zach Wilson first, teammate second. You know what I mean? He's a great teammate. He's a great dude. And it's just this whole time, this situation is just showing that even more so. He's been super supportive. It's been the same guy. And I think that just shows the type of dude and type of teammate he is."
The weather should be mild Thursday in New York City for the Macy's Parade. Wind will not be a problem for the balloons. New York City Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell wants all those who will be attending the Macy's Parade to know that as of now, there are no credible or specific threats to any events in the city.
"We know that all throughout the holiday season, millions of people will be coming to New York City. And we want them to know that the greatest police department in the world is supporting them."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.